This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. On the job site, did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
In the studio now, this gentleman has been our most consistent Christmas Day guest for all the years I've been doing this on Christmas Day, Dick Wynne, the member for Richmond and the Minister for Planning. Good morning, Dick.
Very good morning to you, Macca.
It's a happy, always a happy day to have Dick in the studio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. As always.
And thank you for being in the studio this morning, Dick, because every other guest we've had has been on the phone, so we really appreciate you making the effort to be in here with us.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure, and it's quite an interesting day on Christmas Day to come into the city. It's very quiet,
isn't it?
But, you know, there were a few people out and about, and it's a gorgeous day out there, save and except for the smoke haze, which is, of course, still coming through. Mm. I guess that's still the New South Wales fires.
It is. Well,
very disturbing, really.
There's fires all around Australia. Mm. Mm. Now, Dick, you do an event on Christmas Day at Fitzroy Town Hall.
I do.
How many years? Tell us about the event and how many years it's been going.
Well, this is a wonderful organisation called St Mary's House of Welcome. And these are the Catholic nuns who have run essentially a day program for decades, really, on Brunswick Street. And it's an all-comers show down there. They're just fantastic. So they offer breakfast, they offer lunch, they also offer a range of support services for homeless and vulnerable people, including, you know, most basic things like showers and clothing and so forth. But I've been with them now for their Christmas lunch. Gee, I don't know how long, Macca, now, probably 15 years.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Something of that order. Yeah. It's a fantastic day. I mean, it started actually at Punt Road Oval all those years ago, and now it's been at the Fitzroy Town Hall for a number of years. So I'll head down there shortly to serve lunch, and it'll be a full house, of course. There'll be at least 350 people there. It's a three-course lunch, and it's fantastic because, you know, as we know, there are many people who find Christmas very challenging because they may have been displaced from their family and friends and don't have any particular supports. It's just a wonderful opportunity for me to give back to a fantastic organisation, and I'm pleased that, and I have to say in a bipartisan sense, every year the state government of Victoria has provided financial support for that, whether it's been a Labor government or indeed under Ted Baillieu as well. I mean, I think people just recognise organisations like St Mary's House of Welcome, and indeed many of the organisations that will be doing things today down in right across Victoria. In fact, I mean, in church halls and municipal halls, these events are taking place right across.
It's not just about people getting a good food or getting some clothes washed or getting a shower. It's actually people contact, and if they are homeless or they've got no one in their lives, it's a good opportunity just to connect and to talk to people.
Well, that's right, and I mean, it's an opportunity for obviously us to give back, but also to the people know that we Victorians care. I mean, we actually care about those who are doing it tough, those who are vulnerable, and I think it's a very Victorian response, and I'm just delighted to be down at Fitzroy Town Hall again this year.
It's great. Now, in previously, Dick, you've been Minister for Housing, and there were some great initiatives, that you were able to implement as Minister for Housing, and I know that it's an area you're still really passionate about.
Mm.
We have a, even just walking into the studio this morning, the couple of blocks from where I parked, five homeless people.
Yes.
On the street today. Are we making a dent in this, Dick? And what, as a government, what's happening, what do we do, what's Victorian government doing? And are we ever going to get on top of it, do you think?
Well, it remains, Macca, a serious challenge for us. But we've provided very significant resources, particularly to many of our welfare organisations. Melbourne City Mission, of course, yep. In Spencer Street. Of course, the Salvation Army and other organisations to undertake significant outreach, particularly in the CBD. Many people do come into the CBD for support.
Because a lot of the services
are
in or around the CBD.
Well, that's right. They are. Yep. St Vincent de Paul, of course, many of these organisations do a fantastic job. And we've provided significant funding to them to increase their outreach and support services. But ultimately, it's about getting people stabilised and getting them into housing. And that's why I'm really pleased that the government provided in the last budget $209 million to build a further 1,000 houses.
Yeah.
Now, we know we need to do more.
We've done a couple of, correct me if I'm wrong, has there been a couple of little houses?
Yes, there are.
What's the term? Micro houses?
Micro houses.
Yeah. But this is a really interesting story. Yeah. We partnered with a philanthropic organisation to put on the ground these tiny houses.
Yeah.
So what we did was, in fact, secure land that was part of a road widening reservation on Ballarat Road, which was not going to be needed
for some time,
for potentially 10 years or more. And Vic Roads gave us the land for that period of time. These properties are movable properties,
right.
so we were able to put in place six units on Ballarat Road, and the philanthropic organisation wants to partner with us for another 300.
Fantastic.
So we're looking for opportunities, obviously, with local government, state government land, to get more of these properties on the ground, and they're fantastic.
And they're affordable to provide, aren't they, to create? What sort of a unit cost are they, Dick?
So the units themselves, Macca, cost about $75,000 to $80,000. Yep. And then, of course, there's the infrastructure cost of, sewage and water and power and so forth. But in terms of value for money, it's a fantastic outcome. And it's not just about providing the house, it's about the supports that are provided around them as well. And it was a delight to go out and visit those. And I also opened a slightly bigger project in Bendigo just last week. Similarly, on church land in this circumstance, with again six movable dwellings, and to see the differences that is making in people's lives is quite phenomenal. I remember meeting, another project in Bacchus Marsh as I was going up there, and I met this young woman. She perhaps was in her, she might have been 25. She had been sleeping rough and in effect had been homeless in Bendigo. So through supports, she found herself able to secure one of these properties. And she said to me that her life had been completely turned around because she now had
somewhere secure.
She had stable accommodation and she had support workers that were on site to support her, and now she is in full-time work in Melbourne.
Mm.
She said, "You cannot imagine what a massive turnaround it's been."
Mm. And we take, you know, we're fortunate. You know, there are others that are less fortunate. And I can imagine also the feeling of pride that these people feel that they've won, that, you know, they've got somewhere that they can live that's secure, and, you know, it's good shelter.
And affordable.
And affordable, and that, you know, society is taking an interest in them. It gives them the opportunity to then, you know, not just worry about where they're going to sleep, they can then turn their mind to, well, you know, getting a job or doing some study or doing something else. I think it's an awesome thing.
Well, that's right. And for this young woman, really just a wonderful story. She is reuniting with her daughter, and, you know, her pathway now is a fantastic pathway going forward. But the key to it, of course, is ensuring that you've got safe, affordable and secure housing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the key.
Mm. Yeah. Now, as Planning Minister, Dick, one of the things that you've been, you know, you've been pretty heavily involved in the size of apartments in new developments. Yep. And, you know, I know in an area around me, a lot of the on-street, I live in Pascoe Vale now. A lot of the on-street parking.
Are you going up market, have you?
Oh, yeah. Pascoe Vale.
Pascoe Vale.
And, you know, a lot of the on-street parking, where previously it was unrestricted, it's now starting to be restricted. Interestingly, where I live, I can't quite work out why the council say it's, you know, for, you know, throughput of people going to the shops. Well, I can tell you, the part of Bell Street that I live near, there ain't no shops.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tram terminus.
Where are you going with the question?
No, so I sort of wonder, you know, this balance. One, first off, let's deal with the parking issue because, you know, you've made your views pretty clear that, you know, some of the councils don't agree or, you know, they think you're wrong.
Yep, they do.
How do we get the balance here? Because if people get access to public transport, they need to use their cars less or they don't need a car. But sometimes they need to drive to the public transport in those suburbs.
Well, in my own... Gee, you've opened this up again.
I have, yeah.
You have. Well, you know. Well, in my own council area, of course, of Yarra, you know, I have a... You know, I have difficulty with some of their parking philosophies. Mm. Yes, we're rich in public transport. Of course we are. But, you know, I remember vividly meeting with a couple who came to see me in despair that essentially they had been, no pun intended, driven out of the city of Yarra because the bloke was a plumber.
Yep.
He needed his truck.
Yeah.
And his wife was a... critical care nurse at the Alfred Hospital.
Working shifts.
She worked night shift. Yeah. So she had to get to work and she needed a car. And I think they got booked like any number of times by the council. Like, I mean, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And we know a number of the other inner city councils, Darebin and Moreland, where they have talked about restricting car parking to one side of the street or the other. I mean, it's a problem, and I understand how councils are trying to deal with this.
Just to the untrained person here, what do you do as a framework from a government perspective that allows the councils to operate within that framework, or is it completely separate as a policy area?
Yeah, those issues are clearly for local government.
Yeah.
I learned very early on in my political career... never get in the way of road closures and so forth, because you can guarantee it that there'll be some other impact elsewhere. Similarly with car parking.
Yeah, yeah.
All local government.
Well, I'm very happy to live in the People's Republic of Moreland.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah. now, briefly, Dick. Yeah. Apartment sizes.
Yes.
You know, we see huge apartment development, you know, in Melbourne and also out in the burbs.
Yes, indeed.
You know, like...
The middle ring suburbs?
Yeah, you know...
Doncaster Hill.
Doncaster, Box Hill.
Amazing.
Yeah. How hard is it to get the developers to understand? I know you can have a legislative framework, but how hard is it to get them to understand you've got to have enough space for people to live in?
Well, we, as you know, put in place Macca apartment guidelines a couple of years ago now, and we're also looking at some potential further reforms that we're out consulting with industry on at the moment, particularly around how buildings are clad, not just in terms of flammability, but you know, better maintenance of these buildings, setbacks, and also open space as well. So, you know, we're looking very carefully at that at the moment, and we're looking for feedback, obviously, from industry and the community more generally. But certainly, I mean, although the demand for construction of apartments in the CBD in central Melbourne, you know, has clearly dropped back significantly, we do not see any more. And that's now 5 years ago when I first started in planning, apartments that are, you know, 40, 45 square, you just don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, so the market has shifted significantly.
There was a problem for at a point in time, wasn't it?
Yes, there were. I mean, you're getting apartments.
About as big as this studio almost.
Oh, well, perhaps a little bit bigger, but not much bigger.
Yeah.
That, you know, really failed the amenity test.
And some of them didn't have any natural light.
No natural light, ventilation.
Yeah.
Storage.
Yep.
I mean, pretty basic stuff.
Wouldn't work for me. I got so much crap.
As my wife would say, where do you put the mop?
Yeah. we're gonna have a brief chat to Tony Walker from Ambulance Victoria in a minute, but and please stay for that.
You're
most welcome to stay.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering, Dick, you know, as we look forward to 2020, what's on your wish list personally and professionally, you know, as planning minister and, you know, as a member of the government, you know, interested in, you know, what goals do you have personally for 2020, mate?
Well, my personal goal for 2020 is to stay healthy.
Yes.
You had a Friday. That's very laudable.
As you know, I took a certain pathway. Now 5 years, in fact, virtually 5 years ago,
yes,
less a couple of days, when, of course, I had major bypass surgery, which was pretty confronting, I have to say. But I'm pleased to report to you, Macca, and your listeners that I've just had my annual checkup with my dear cardiologist, who says that I'm travelling very nicely.
Good.
Thank you very much. And I wish him well. He's overseas at the moment, having a well-earned break.
On your fees?
It doesn't matter. I'm happy to pay. I'm happy to pay. In truth, the person who I had a wonderful opportunity this year to, in fact, support the Royal Melbourne Hospital through this amazing new ultrasound that they it's a portable ultrasound, which is incredible. And quite truly, the man who did save my life, Professor Royce, he has championed this particular initiative at the hospital, where this portable, it's a bit like about the size of a shaving, electric shaver, and it passes over your body, and the image goes onto your phone.
All right.
And that can then be transmitted anywhere in the world. My cardiologist is currently in London. He could look at that.
He can have a look, and
he goes, don't know about this. We better do something else. I mean, incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
So I was delighted to be able to launch that, and we got some nice publicity for that on ABC Television one Sunday. So that's my wish, that my health remains as good as what it is. For next year, it's a strong agenda for the government. I mean, we've got a huge capital works program, as you know. Melbourne Metro, the suburban rail. These are city changing projects. Obviously, the fast train to the airport. I mean, going out through Sunshine,
it's going to make a huge difference.
Pretty close to Pascoe Vale, really.
It is.
So you'll be able to jump on a train at Sunshine and get to the airport. I mean, it will be. These are massive projects. We will have completed by the end of our term 75 level crossings. We're currently at 30.
I love those.
At 31, and people go, well, it's fantastic in terms of lifting the level crossing, but it's also lifting the capacity of the road network.
Yes, yeah.
And you as a car freak would understand that. But also lifting the capacity of the rail network with better signalling.
Yeah.
So it's just fantastic. What's going?
It's a big agenda. For those listeners who don't know who Dick is, Dick and I go back a very, very long way to the same-sex relationships bill, which was passed by the BRACS minority government.
Yes.
And
with the support of the three independents.
With the support of the three independents, most importantly, Susan Davies.
Correct.
And but Dick was also instrumental, along with Bronwyn Pike and John Thwaites, in helping us secure a grant from Gambling Fund. What's it called? The
Responsible Gambling Fund?
Responsible Gambling Fund, or Wages of Sin, anyway. for us to move from South Melbourne to here, and of course, I know, Dick, you played a role in the funding that Joy has got over the next 4 years for us to move to the Pride Centre. So Dick's been a supporter of Joy for a very, very long time.
Like, is it next year that we... Well, hopefully... Well, next year you'll be in?
Yes, we'll be
next
in.
Year, yeah.
At the Pride Centre. You are, I think, the second tenant to have signed up.
Yep.
Government's giving you $800,000 for the move.
Over 4 years?
Yes.
Bring a bit of it forward.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk to the Minister for Equality on that.
Yeah, look, I'll bail Pallas up.
You can bail him up or Foley, but this will be extraordinary. I mean, it's zooming along down there, we will have the best Pride Centre, certainly in Australia.
In the world.
Possibly in the world. I think except for San Francisco, maybe.
Yeah, it's the second largest in the world.
Second biggest,
It'll be the best in the world.
I mean, how good's this?
I know.
It's going to be a phenomenal year, 2020.
So just finally, Dick, how many houses... What is the shortage of housing? How many will we need to build? Is it about 10 or 12,000? Or is
well,
it
the housing sector would say we need to build in the order of 3,000... A year to keep up. So we've got, I don't shy away from this challenge, and nor does the government shy away from that challenge. So we're looking at, what other opportunities there may be for us in the first quarter of next year to do, a good deal more in the housing space. So it's a bit of a watch and see.
Yeah.
And perhaps I may well come back. Well, not perhaps. I will come back.
You will.
And we'll talk a bit more about what that might look like shaping up.
We will. Look, we'll let you go to get the apron on to do the serving. Once again, thank you for your support of Joy and the LGBTI community over decades. Over decades. And I'll never forget that night on the back portico or whatever at Parliament House when we had a little sip. When the same-sex relationships bill passed the upper house.
Oh, don't say you're going to get all emotional again when you hear that story.
2 a.m.
2 a.m. Yeah, it was a very sweet drink, that.
It was a sweet drink, and I remember driving home, in fact, almost intoxicated by not by the alcohol, but by the moment. I mean, it was incredible, incredible. I mean, and now as we sit here today, there is absolutely no difference between us when it comes to... all of our rights and legal standing.
Yep.
And that's exactly as it should be.
It's important. In Victoria.
In Victoria.
Yes.
Indeed.
Under Victorian law.
Absolutely.
Dick, you must come back and see us again on a proper visit during the normal term time and tell us what's been going on in your world in government.
Love to.
Because we haven't seen you for quite a while, actually.
For a while, so... And Tim Pallas, I know your media advisor will be listening.
Yes.
Open the wallet for some more housing, Tim. Come on.
He's a good man.
Another 50 or so million will make a huge difference.
We're in a very good conversation about all of that at the moment.
I know, but it doesn't hurt to put a bit of pressure on.
Good on you.
Thanks, Dick.
Happy Christmas to you all and to your listeners. Thank you so much for the time today.
Cheers.
Thanks, Dick.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.